Entire process. So I assume that any roadblocks I might come to, any challenges, there is Angel Chirko, the current student activities coordinator. I'm sure she'll be able to work me through any of that. Chuck King, I'm sure I could always shoot him a question on Facebook. You know, really it boils down to if all else, just my friends, I mean, to help me on certain decisions. You know, I have certain friends in various clubs, Health and Wellness Club, Erie Square Gazette, Summit Defense Council, Phi Theta Kappa. I mean, if Chuck and Angel can't help me out, then I guess the vote will go to them and they'll try to, you know, help me make my decisions. So.
For those of you not aware, Chuck is the current student government president.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
And you're a classmate. Any other questions? What are you studying here at SC for?
I am a communication design major. I'm going for, it's essentially advertising with Photoshop and other, you know, computer mediums like that. So far, I've taken various classes with John Henry and I think, I can't remember his name, but Mr. Croft. So I really, really enjoy it. I love working with Adobe programs and other just graphic mediums like that. So.
Totally off the wall question for you. Doug, if we were to look in your refrigerator, what would we find in the refrigerator?
Outdated yogurt, moldy spaghetti, and a packet of open bacon, which I will be frying tomorrow morning. With the eggs. I guess I should say there's eggs in there as well, but.
You'd mentioned that you plan on transferring. What college are you looking at?
Currently I'm looking at Michigan State University. The way that they're turning around their graphics arts program is, from everything I've heard from David Korf, the current art department head, it's just phenomenal what they've done to such a small program. They're making it so much more expansive. I've also looked at the art institutes and Western University, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going to Michigan State Spartans. So. Yes?
Other than making sure that the clubs work efficiently together as president, there will come a time when you'll have to come up with a legacy program. Do you have any idea what that legacy program you'd like to put in place?
Not currently. I haven't really thought too much about that. So.
Then in that case, another note is that if you had the chance to put one or two other things in place as an officer of student government, do you have any idea what things you want to work on other than the effectiveness of the clubs?
I've talked with the representative of the Health and Wellness Club, and currently they're in a contract with student government that states, or at least this is what I've just from word of mouth, that they have to, like, for their events, they have to fund massages each semester, and they said they've been having a few problems with funding, like funding the massages. They said it's roughly $275 per semester, and hopefully I would. I told them that I would like to work with them to see if I could help smooth that up a little bit, because it's kind of tough for a club. I mean, appropriations, you know, cover it, but to be able to, that's $275 roughly out of their budget. And they have to run their their fundraisers just to help, you know, fund other charity events. For example, Health and Wellness Club said that they were going to, I think they said it was a can drive that they were going to have local area. So they said there was a little bit of a problem there. So I'd like to work that out with them. I still need to talk to them a little bit more. So.
And just to help give you some clarification on that, it's going to be interesting, especially in the job that you're about to come into. Just remember what you hear and what you're told. You have to dig and find out more, because
yes.
I can tell you specifically what happened in that particular case is that's not completely true. So those are some things that we'll talk about in the future, but that's one of the things that you're going to see in Endeavor, and you're, you know, it's going to be important.
Well, that's all.